Your Truth in Media Moment brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. Now, this piece is in response to a question I received on Facebook from Michelle, who asked this, quote, "Myself and some friends would like to know if the rumor of 57 Iranian warships off the East Coast is true or not. Also, if Obama gave the go-ahead for them to attack when the dollar fails," end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way, not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels have already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
History the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And I'm looking at the corporate media, and the focus there, of course, continues to be on the Ukraine. Latest numbers are that 70 people were killed today. Again, not clear by who, but apparently there is now armed confrontation between the police and some of these protesters who all of a sudden seem to have military-style weapons at their disposal. So the situation is ratcheting up. Obama's out there saying violence will not resolve the issue, which is nonsense for a country that has used violence to solve all of its problems for the last 200 years. Obama's out there wagging his finger at the Ukraine, talking about peaceful protesters oppressed by the government. You know, I remember seeing pretty much the same thing back during Occupy Wall Street. Now, admittedly, nobody got killed during the Occupy Wall Street protest, but there is also no question the police were out there trying to oppress the protesters, trying to infiltrate them, trying to subvert them, trying to control the discussion to protect the money. Always protect the money. We must protect the bankers. The bankers are much more important than anybody else in the American way of thinking. But they're out there wagging their fingers, and I noticed something that was kind of a little weird when Fox News was showing the overview map of the Ukraine. For some reason, Belarus was also highlighted. Now, if you go study a map and you look at what's going on there, basically, we're looking at the edge between the Russian sphere of influence and Europe. And it almost seems like we're seeing the map of World War III being drawn already, or at least the European part of World War III. Apparently, the European Union has gone ahead and started issuing sanctions on the Ukraine. They're imposing a travel ban and an asset freeze. So they're ramping up the pressure on this. And I'm not buying anything this government has to say about the Ukraine. I'm not buying anything. We've seen this pattern way too many times before. We know how desperate this government is for more war to solve its problems, because that's all this government knows how to do. Kill people, torture people, put holes in other people's property. This government has long ago lost the ability to actually make anything, even the weapons that they use to run these wars. They don't even know how to make those anymore. All they know how to do is throw other people's money at a problem until hopefully it falls down, which hasn't worked so far with Obamacare. Object lesson there for our current state of capability. In fact, you know, looking around between the boondoggle weapons, the utter disaster of healthcare.gov, various other systems, it almost seems like this country, this government at least, actually really has lost the ability to do anything useful at all, whether it's maintain the roads, maintain the plumbing, maintain the irrigation and the drainage. They've forgotten how to do that. They've survived for so long on financial fraud and military adventure. They don't actually know how to run a country anymore. That's why things are in such a terrible, terrible situation. Over at floppinggraces.net, they had this interesting article about how this administration has a major credibility problem, and they're focused on all of the continuing brouhaha in Obamacare, going back, of course, to if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. But I think the problem is bigger than that. I don't think it has necessarily the administration or the Congress or the Supreme Court or the Republicans or the Democrat. I think it's systemic as a whole. I think the entire federal government has a major credibility problem. I think Americans have just stopped listening to and believing what the federal government says, and that means it's a federal government that can't operate. If there were a real crisis, a real emergency, and the federal government got up there and said, we got a problem and we've all got to work together to solve it, they'd be ignored. The American people wouldn't want to take the chance of being made a total, complete fool before the rest of the world yet one more time. And that is a very dangerous circumstance going into a new war, to have a population that just really isn't paying attention to what you're saying anymore and not willing to listen, not willing to risk being humiliated and fooled again. Okay. Now then, we are seeing once again the rise of the TSA, the Tourism Suppression Agency. Apparently, they're back to imposing all kinds of ridiculous travel restrictions. They're taking aluminum foil away from people, because that can be used to create incendiary devices. They're looking out for solar power bombs. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, today we are having shoe bomb wagged at us again, where the U.S. government is now warning airlines to pay particular attention to the shoes that we are all wearing onto the airplanes, that we may be hiding explosives in the shoes, a result of new intelligence. And yet the officials are saying there is no specific threat or known plot. Mayst thou look, paraphrase that new commercial. That's really what it's all about. They're back to selling terror, 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 terror. I don't know. Are you all upset and nervous about terror right now? I'm not. Why? This is the government that's cried wolf. So many times, even the wolves fell asleep. Interesting story coming out of the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission. Apparently, under the prodding of the Obama administration, the FCC has hatched a plan to put government monitors in all the newsrooms of America to examine the process by which stories are selected. Now, what this means is the government is now arrogating to itself the authority to tell the commercial TV news networks and radio stations what stories to run. That's what they mean when they talk about the process by which stories are selected. The government is going to decide for these TV networks and newspapers what stories will run. Now, they've always wielded a huge amount of influence through programs like Mockingbird, but now it's going to be overt, where the government monitor will sit in at the planning meeting and just sit there and oversee the inventory of story that's going to be broadcast for the next news program. This is basically a revival of the Zampolit, or the political officer in the old Soviet Union, where all the media outlets there, they had their political officer who worked directly for the government but sat in on the meetings to say, this is the story you will run today. Don't talk about how the police are behaving badly over here. Stop talking about bad side effects on the drugs. Talk about this new apartment building that was built over here, and it was on time and on budget, and it's a new showcase for the Grand Soviet. And so that's what they're talking about. Now, the FCC's charter says nothing about the content because of the First Amendment. The FCC is there to make sure that broadcasters aren't stepping on each other's broadcast patterns. The FCC is to make sure that somebody isn't setting up an amateur transmitter that interferes with a properly licensed commercial broadcaster. That's the FCC's charter. The FCC does not actually have legal authority to go into TV news programs and tell them what stories they will cover. And if the FCC does this, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to have more Americans leaving the audience of the corporate TV news network and coming on over here to Republic Broadcasting and WhatReallyHappened.com, because we don't have a Zampalit from the FCC telling us what stories to run and what stories not to run. We'll decide what stories we're going to give to our audience, and our audience will decide what stories are important to listen to, and that is the way it is supposed to work. We'll be back after these words.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Pharaoh. TV and the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Fight with Radio. Open your eyes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Sam is in the control room, ready to take your call when you call on in. Now, yesterday, we took 60 Minutes to task over their basic lukewarm softball treatment of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. Their article was basically titled, Is the F-35 Worth It? And the piece basically was saying, well, there's some problems, but yeah, it's kind of worth it. Basically trying to reassure the American people that this, the single most expensive weapons development program in U.S. history, was indeed going to be worth, the money spent on it, even though the Pentagon itself, has had to revise downward the requirements because the delivered platform, is not meeting the original program requirements. The Pentagon has actually started talking about just canceling the whole situation. So Lockheed is out there basically trying to keep this thing going, because even though it's a piece of junk, it's a very profit-making piece of junk, and they're going to keep on moving this forward. In fact, going back to this whole weapons procurement military-industrial complex, a big reason so much junk does get delivered for our young men and women in uniform to use is because, yeah, it's making money. Doesn't matter if it works. Doesn't matter if it's any good. As long as it's making money, we will move the program forward. We have even seen abuses by members of Congress who will authorize certain expenditures that will be spent in their district for things that nobody really needs. I remember this one story coming out of NASA's already overstressed budget, where Congress ordered them to build a static rocket test stand, I think down in Louisiana, I'm not sure about that. The whole point being that some congressman's supporter got the contract to build this static stand. The thing is, NASA doesn't actually need any static rocket test stands, and as soon as this thing was built, it was mothballed. And we have seen that kind of situation time and time again. Hideous amount of waste. Now, interesting story coming out of LiveLeak talking about that 60 Minutes program on the F-35, basically pointing out everybody who appeared on 60 Minutes about the F-35 was financially involved in the program. 60 Minutes did not include in their program anybody who was outside the development and procurement of the F-35. Certainly nobody who was outside and objective in analyzing whether this Joint Strike Fighter is able to do the task that all this money is supposed to pay for. And we have seen all the problems that are coming forward with this thing. Naval version cannot land on a carrier. Arrestor hooks in the wrong location. Still can't fly in the fog, can't fly in the rain, can't fly near lightning or the electronics quit working. It's an absolute disaster. And the American corporate media is out there just trying to convince you it's all great and you should go along with this. And no, you shouldn't. No, you shouldn't. For those of you who are aviation enthusiasts, you need to go on out there to YouTube and start looking at the videos of Russia's latest generation of fighters. Those are amazing. Those things are just absolutely amazing. And you know something? They don't cost anywhere near what the U.S. aircraft do. Because the Russians build very simple, reliable, elegant, let's go and do the job aircraft. They don't load them up with a lot of junk the way the U.S. does. I remember back about the time of the F-104 Starfighter, the junkification of American warplanes had reached such a point, the pilots just couldn't keep up with all the buttons and switches. And it had reached a point where pilots were being killed just by wrong switches, because they just couldn't keep track of it all. And I remember there was a program to try and simplify the cockpits. But they are. They just try and load everything they can out of these airplanes. And it's a major, major problem. Down in Venezuela, as the situation escalates there, they're trying to crack down on their internet. It's resulting in regional blackouts. Isn't it kind of weird how almost like the entire world, all at the same time, is starting to go wacko? I think it's the people of planet Earth have finally woken up and realized the true nature of their governments and banking systems. And they're all getting angry at the same time. It was sort of the tail end of the Arab Spring. It was going to become the Arab Spring, then it'd be the European Spring, then it'd be the Asian Spring. Now it's the American Spring. Let's see. Somebody in our chat room is saying, U.S. fighter pilots don't get much fly time during a year, an average of about 120 hours. That's absolutely true. The downtime on these fighters, I mean, they'll spend a lot of time in simulators, but actual time in the aircraft, it costs so much to keep them in the air. If you're talking a warplane, don't you want something that will go up there and stay up there and stay up there and stay up there and do the job it's supposed to do, not sit on the runway or be a hangar queen? I think somebody once told me that the last version of the F-15 Eagle, I think it was the E variant, was something like 50% of the time it was not on flight status because of all the problems that were going on with it here. Alrighty, let's see. Little story coming out of NRCC.org, where apparently this Democratic candidate for Congress, Rechia, is starting to talk about the Obama dynasty. Like somehow they think Obama is not going to be leaving in 2016, which is unconstitutional. They're getting some very grandiose delusions about their leader. And, you know, that's kind of a danger sign right there. We all know the dangers of a cult system of political worship, where there's a personality cult based on the leader rather than the government doing the job it's supposed to do for the people. Hitler was a personality cult. So was Stalin. So was Pol Pot. So was Mussolini. And now they're starting to treat Obama like he's the center of a personality cult. All right, apparently the Obama administration has been caught once again withholding key information regarding Benghazi. Remember, Congress is still looking into what actually happened there. My theory is, and by the way, I'm not the only person who thinks so, it was supposed to be a staged incident to kidnap the ambassador and create a crisis that Obama could resolve to look good for the election, and it got out of control and the ambassador and three others got killed. And supposedly the Obama administration was going to be turning over all this information to the investigation. And apparently, no, the White House's attitude is you can look at anything you want at all except the stuff that actually tells you what was going on. And remember what Richard Nixon said. It isn't the crime that does you in. It's that cover up. When you're caught covering it up, that tells the American people you knew you were wrong. Now, more and more questions are starting to come up about where was Hillary Clinton, given that she was nominally in charge of all these consulates and embassies, where was she? And the more information comes out, basically shows Hillary Clinton as basically missing in action. Her whereabouts and actions are completely unaccounted for, all during September 11th when the consulate was under attack. This is supposed to be her responsibility, her people. And then, of course, she came back out there and said, oh, this was all about this video that insulted Mohammed, which we know was nonsense. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. No, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Corporate media is still very much obsessing on the situation in the Ukraine. Just looking at a feed from Sky News where, you know, now all the journalists on the ground, now they got Kevlar on, they got the helmets, and they're just really emphasizing the violence. The latest report is apparently these protesters in Kiev have managed to acquire at least 1,500 working weapons and some 100,000 rounds of ammunition in the last 24 hours. Funny how that stuff always shows up just when somebody needs there to be a war, and they're already talking about, yeah, this is it. This is the civil war. They got guns. They got bullets. It's a civil war. We must side with the Ukrainian people. Now, remember, the people who are in Kiev doing the shooting, setting the fires, it's just a few thousand people. They don't represent the general population of the Ukraine by any stretch of the imagination, but that's certainly what is being served up by the corporate media, presumably prodded by their brand new FCC Zampolit to say, oh, this is the story you will cover. The Ukrainian people are crying out for freedom for the American government and so forth. They're trying to move forward. And, you know, I can look at the situation from the point of view of the White House. Corporate media is all about the Ukraine, the Ukraine, the Ukraine, the Ukraine. They're not talking about Benghazi anymore. They're not talking about the IRS targeting of conservative groups and dissidents anymore. They're not targeting about the Department of Justice spying on reporters. They're certainly not talking about the NSA spying on all of us, other than one report I saw earlier where the White House is now saying, we need to expand the NSA program. So they're reading twice as much totally useless junk. And they're not talking about the red warning signs that the dollar is in serious, serious trouble. And I've made this observation before. We're almost in a race as to what's going to happen first, getting World War III really cranked up or seeing the collapse of the American economic system. And given all the stories that we were seeing only a few weeks ago about the inevitability of a major upset correction for the dollar, it may be understandable that they seem to be trying to crank up war in Syria, Iran, Ukraine, and certainly all this turmoil in the Ukraine seems to have had a positive effect on the American stock market today. Now, getting more to the domestic economic news here. Apparently up in Minnesota, there was a town hall meeting on many issues, and one of the questions asked was why Obamacare isn't saving families money, because when it was first being sold to the American people, we were being told the Affordable Care Act was going to save $2,500 per family. And then, of course, that didn't work out, and we had Nancy Pelosi was out there saying, we never said it was going to cost less. Yeah, you did. And apparently the Democrats up on the panel are laughing. That's a really good question. They don't have an answer for it. They don't really have an answer for that one at all. As I mentioned earlier in the show, China has dumped another $48 billion worth of U.S. treasuries on the market. They keep on doing that. It's only a matter of time before the dollar takes a major upset. And again, that may be the reason they're trying to get this war going. With anybody, Russia, China, please give me a war, any war at all. Do you realize how much America's foreign policy right now looks like the movie Canadian Bacon? If you've never seen it, go track it down. Michael Moore, comedy with Alan Alda about how the U.S. needs a war so bad they try and create one with Canada. And we're really in that situation. Really in that situation. All right, I want to talk about contracting, government contracting. We've been sort of bashing on the military-industrial complex all during the show, as they so richly deserve, let's be honest. And there's a story the other day that came out. This is over at TechDirt.com, where the Government Accountability Office has been taking a close look at some of the problems with the NSA, which is screaming that their contractors messed up their security. Lockheed is blaming the failures of the F-35 on their contractors. And the General Accounting Office is finding out that the contractors themselves are a big part of the problem. They're just as messed up as anything else in the government. The NSA's contractors apparently were including dead people on their list of interviews to run up their bill. Basically, oh, I'll just put a bunch of names of dead people on there. We interviewed all these people. Send us a check. Apparently, a lot of background checks were being falsified for people to work for the NSA. Boy, with that kind of sloppiness, I could even get a job with the NSA. No, I don't want one. It is a theoretical discussion. Let's grab a phone call here. Martinez down in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
On the application you had to download, I downloaded it. Do you just need to download it and install it, the KW Reality application?
The Realty application, yeah. But you have to remember to include that little code number.
Okay.
Yeah, because that identifies it that you're downloading and installing on behalf of Sandra.
I saw that. I just didn't know if I was supposed to do that. But now that I know, now I could do it. I have a suggestion. I don't know if you ever thought about putting Gerald Celente on your show, having him as a guest on your show.
Oh, yes, I've had him once. I need to get him back again. Absolutely, yes.
Okay, Mike, one thing I was telling my buddies of mine, I was telling them, since they're looking for homes, I was also telling them to download this application.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead and just suggest that those numbers, you're talking about the little gray numbers in the bottom, right? They ask you to put on the box.
Yes, those are the numbers that will identify that you are downloading this application on behalf of Sandra to put her, in the running to win that contest. Because if she wins that contest, she's going to give that money to RBN, and we really do need it right now.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, I was go ahead and I was suggesting those applications because I know there's a lot of alternative radio shows being bought off by the government. One day they're talking about exactly what you're talking about. The next day they're completely talking about something else and about the Illuminati completely changes the subject. Alex Jones, for example. But anyways, I want to go ahead and let you go and thank you for the information, Mike.
All right, you got it. And I got to tell you, nobody's made an offer to buy my show. All righty here. Let's see. Now, I want to get onto the subject of stinky badges, meaning police who are misbehaving because it seems to be escalating completely out of control. And there's this horribly, horribly tragic story down in a town by Uharli. I'm not even sure exactly where it is. Well, it's in Georgia. Apparently, the police showed up at this house to execute a probation violation warrant against the man who lived there. They rang the bell. 17-year-old kid was playing with his computer game, Wii console. Went to the door, said, "Who is it?" Didn't get an answer. Opened the door and was shot dead by the police officer, who apparently looked at this little plastic toy game controller in this kid's hand and thought it was a machine gun or something. 17-year-old kid just shot dead without warning. This has to stop. This has to stop. The police forces of the United States of America are killing 8 times as many Americans as the terrorists are and have been since 9/11. We are losing more American lives to wrongful killings, murders by the police department, than we are losing in the war zones. There is no reason for this. There's no justification for it. There should be no tolerance for it. The police are supposed to serve the community and the public. Now, we know these police are serving the bankers, money junkies, and the government. But let us have a sort of a midpoint here where everybody is being kept alive and safe and healthy. But this runaway, out of control, gunning down of the American people has gone on long enough. It is absolutely intolerable. And the blame falls not just on the police officers who are acting so out of control, but the government that clearly has encouraged them to do so. Enough is enough is enough. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to go to the phones here. Carl in Philadelphia. Aloha, Carl. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to talk about the police and the realization that they are operating. They have a unique position with authority as long as they are operating within a preset determined rules. And the moment that they start operating outside of those rules, and they are outside the law, like drawing a gun on a 17-year-old who isn't armed and shooting him, they are no longer a police officer.
That's exactly right.
They are a normal citizen. And
at that point, they're a criminal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Engaged in a crime in public.
Yeah, so I mean, if I were to walk up and knock on somebody's door and shoot them in the chest, I would probably go to jail for the rest of my life.
Maybe. Now, again, there is a Supreme Court ruling that says if the police themselves are engaged in illegal activity, you as a citizen have a right to protect yourself up to and including the use of lethal force. And it was based on a case called John Bad Elk versus the United States, where John Bad Elk was acquitted for shooting at police officers who were engaged in an illegal action at the time.
No, I completely understand that. But what I'm saying is if I were to go and knock on my neighbor's door, and they would have opened it, and I would have shoot them, as the police officer did with this 17-year-old child, I would go to prison for the rest of my life. The only
way
you're going to send message to these officers is that they need to start being penalized to the full extent of the law. I think that they need to be penalized more so than a normal citizen because of the position of power that they're in.
And I would agree with you. I would agree with you.
I mean, that's really the only thing I can see.
It's not just the crime. It is the violation of the public trust. And there are two issues. First of all, the police very rarely are criminally punished for their actions, like this situation in Fullerton with the cops who beat that homeless guy to death. And even in the case where there is a civil suit, it is the taxpayers who wind up paying the money and not the offending police officers. We were talking earlier in the week about these the cost of the civil litigation for abusive police in New York is something like $1 billion a year the taxpayers are having to fork over, while these police officers just continue doing what they're doing. They were talking about this one detective. He's had something like 28 lawsuits against him, and yet he is still in his job doing what he's doing. What kind of a failed policy is that?
Well, and that's exactly right. And the fact that there is very, you know, limited punishments, and they don't have to bear the brunt of it, and the only thing that's going to deter them and make them act within the parameters of the law is if there is real punishment for them once they act outside of the law. And an example I would use about the public feeling towards the police is really ask yourself, the last time you saw a police officer or a police car, you thought, there's a cop there, I feel safe. Most of the time when I see a police car or a police officer, I think, oh my, you know, look forward, don't look him in the eye, you know, I hope he doesn't see me, I hope that, you know, I can stay off his radar. There's not good feelings around police officers by the general public.
No, there aren't, because the police are here to basically keep us in our place. And the reason the police are not being prosecuted for their crimes, the reason they are not personally having to pay the cost of the civil litigation, is because when you set about creating a police state, the first thing you do is you tell the police, you guys can do whatever you want and nothing bad will ever happen to you. And
well,
that it is from that. Do you remember Stanford? Sorry?
I'm sorry. We essentially have the Praetorian Guard out there, like in ancient Rome. Anybody who knows history in Rome, the Praetorian Guard were basically who was in charge of Rome. They were the muscle of the Caesars inside the city, because they wouldn't allow the armies inside the city. So the Praetorian Guard, and out of the Praetorian Guard is where the earliest forms of the Mafia formed. They would go and they would shake down people.
The Mafia followed the forms of the Praetorian Guard. The Praetorians, the modern analog, might be considered the Secret Service or the FBI and the CIA. But in terms of the street-level cops here, the problem is when the government makes that conscious decision to use the police to keep the general population under control, the first message that has to go out to the police is, you can do whatever you want and nothing bad will happen to you. And from that, you get the normal behavior of police and captive population. And if you need to understand what I'm talking about, you can go back to something that was called the Stanford Prison Experiment, where they took a bunch of volunteers and they just by chance said, you guys are the guards and you guys are the prisoners. And over time, they just saw this natural evolution of abusive behavior by those in authority against those out of authority, and we are seeing that being repeated in our current society. And it is being encouraged with this idea from the psych warfare people that we are all going to knuckle under and just shuffle around and put our eyes on the ground and not fight back. So far, I don't see that happening. I see the anger and resentment growing day by day.
Well, and you see the way the police talk to the public. They don't say, hi, you know, you're a public, you're as equal as I. No, you are a civilian. They talk to us as if they were an occupying army.
They very, very much so. If you're not cop, you're little people.
Yeah, and they dress in all black. They have, you know, hard military equipment. I mean, they look like stormtroopers. They look like something out of Star Wars. And they are an occupying army on the civilian.
That's exactly right. They're being trained by the Israelis. They're deliberately recruiting returning veterans who are coming out of a war zone where the citizenry are not to be trusted. And it is from that that we get this abusive treatment of the American people. And it really has gone on way too far.
What really disturbs me is the fact that I tend to see the police siding with, the government and siding with the their superiors rather than siding with the people in many cases. And they seem to think that, you know, they are on their level when in fact they're not. They're with us. They just don't realize it yet.
It's perception management. I'm sure a lot of the training that these police officers are going through, especially from the Israelis, who are being hired to do all this. The Israelis are training the American police force to treat the American people the way the IDF treats the Palestinians. And we're seeing exactly that start to happen here.
Well, and the last thing I'll say on the subject before I go is that the police aren't stopping crime. The police aren't out there preventing crime. Maybe they're arresting people who have done crime, and maybe they're, but they're not actively out there stopping crimes. They are, giving you tickets.
They never are. The police are rarely, if ever, there present to thwart a crime in progress. They show up after it's all over. They pose with the dead body so they can get their picture in the newspaper, and they call that law enforcement. But at the same time, obviously they don't want ordinary law-abiding citizens to have guns to stop crimes in progress, because then the police department becomes superfluous. We don't need them. We have lowered crime ourselves by, popping off the guy trying to break into my home and steal my record collection.
And I do want to say that it's not all the police out there. It's not. There are certainly very good police officers out there who understand that, the law and how things are supposed to be. But unfortunately, the people who get the most attention and the people who are acting outside of the law and getting away with it because they're police officers, it's sending a very bad message to all the other police out there. And, people just need to realize that, unfortunately, if you see a police officer, your interaction with him, you're taking a risk, because you really are. That's the way I feel.
Yeah, very, very much so. All right, listen, Carl, we got to let you go. We got to take our top of the hour break for news and commercials. John in Barbados, I know you're holding. We'll get your phone call as soon as we come back after these few words.